Oh, I've been bouncing around. I've had a good and long winter. 10 different resorts doing these big air shows put on by Sam Adams called the Air and Opry. It's essentially like, I don't know if you're familiar with Nitro Circus. It's an event that Travis Pastrana does. Well, we're kind of striving to have a show similar to that on a little bit smaller scale and then in a snow setting. So we're all hitting this big jump. It's 3D projected, so it makes the jump almost look like it's alive. We have a huge firework display. We're all jumping at the same time. I love it. You know, it's my passion, and it's obviously something I've been doing my whole life. Throughout the spring and summer, I'm kind of hanging out, you know, and working on some other small projects, and it gives me time to do the stuff that I enjoy. Right now, it's spring turkey hunting, so I'm gonna go out tomorrow and see if I can if I can't get one. So anyone out there, you know, who's got a turkey problem, holler at me.
This project you've got going on in the wintertime.
Yeah, Air and Opry. It's an awesome show. It's free to the public. It's like a 45-minute show. Yes. Resorts are loving it because we're pulling crowds. We're pulling big crowds. Like, I'm talking like 5,000. Our biggest show was close to 7,500 out in Michigan. So it's really cool. I mean, this is like pretty a big event we're doing. It's something special. You know, it's not a contest. So for the riders and skiers like myself, you know, you go and you do the show and you feel like at the end of the show, you feel like you've won. You know, we're like a traveling circus. You know, we have an awesome trampolinist from the Circus Olay. She's amazing. Her name is Joelle. She comes from Canada and she rips it on the trampoline. We bring our own rope tow so we can session the jump a bunch of times. We did 10 stops all over the place. Random spots too. We went out to Ohio. Mad River, Ohio, which is essentially the size of Bradford, Ski Bradford. So we went up there. We did Pennsylvania, Big Sky, Montana, Schweitzer, Idaho. We did Cranmore. We did Mount Snow, Sunny River.
You've launched some business pursuits.
I started my own company a few years ago called Lego Snowboards, and that's going well. You know, I ship the boards right out of my house, and I do a lot online and a few shops. Retail's kind of tough, you know. That's a whole other beast. So I wanted to simplify and kind of just sell online. Doing that, I can, you know, keep the prices very competitive and still have an awesome snowboard.
And now you're getting into beer.
I am. I'm excited about it. Yeah. So one of my friends, Shane Pine, who's the owner of the Community Oven and the Pit, yeah, in Hampton, just opened a new spot, the Texas Pit. Barbecue spot. He reached out and was like, hey, like, we have this awesome beer. Their head brewmaster, I actually haven't got a chance to meet him, but his name is Jason Barassa, made an awesome black lager. I tried it. I didn't know what went into it, but it was absolutely delicious. And I was like, oh my God, if I could put my name on this, I'd be thrilled. And he's like, I want to do a beer with you. And, you know, the whole deal with the Community Oven is it's all about charity. He wants to do the same thing with his beer. So it would be like about 10% of the beer profits would go to a charity of my choice. I haven't decided which charity I want to do. My grandmother passed away from Alzheimer's, so that would be an important thing to me, as well as, you know, I love the outdoors. So something to do with maybe kids getting involved in the outdoors, you know, either hunting or fishing or hiking or whatever it is, that's important to me. There's so many great charities I got to pick, or maybe I can, he was saying, actually, I can kind of keep it open. You know, it's like every quarter we could potentially pick a different charity and bounce around. So I was excited. And right now we're in the process of finding a cool label and a good, graphic for the bottle. I was either going to call it like the Lego Lager, which, you know, is pretty fitting for sure. But I was also thinking the Lager's Lager, like Woodsman. I might end up going with the Lager's Lager, but Shane's giving me a lot of room for creativity, and he's kind of giving me the reins a little bit. So thank you, Shane.
Tell us about the beer again.
It's a German-style black lager that has a clean and moderate malt character. You will find a chocolate and cherry flavor with a slightly roasted hint. Don't let the dark color fool you. This is a smooth and refreshing black lager, and that's 5.5. It's delicious.
How did this collaboration come to be?
Well, I've known Shane for a while, and it used to be Blue Lobster Brewing, I believe, right next to the Community Oven, and that went out of business. So he went ahead and purchased that and started Four Pines Brewing. And so we've been friends for a long time. We kind of have a lot of history. And he reached out and was like, "Hey, like, do you want to have your own beer? I think it'd be cool, you know." And honestly, he's not going to make any money on this beer. You know, he just wants to do something cool and give back to charity. So you know, I got a lot of respect for that. I didn't want to be like Scotty Lego's beer, you know, I don't know. I'd almost kind of want to be like a little bit set back from it a little bit. That way I could promote it and not feel cheesy about it.
So now you're looking for people to send you label designs.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I just reached out on Twitter because why not? You know, there's a lot of people out there who are super talented. Yeah, anyone out there listening, you know, as a graphic designer or artist that would want to help out, I could pay you in beer. I could also pay you in snowboard product, or I could just pay you, I suppose. Yeah, you know, I'm looking for some cool design. I think, you know, good artwork and something that's going to stand out and something really cool. I'm not going to settle until I find something rad. So I'd be stoked to work with someone locally.
Are you under any strict timeline to roll out this beer?
No, not really. I'd imagine Shane's probably chomping at the bit because this beer's super good and he probably wants to, you know, put it on tap and get it going. I'm the same way, but I just want to make sure that it's done right. I've also been kind of just super busy, so now I have time where I'm done with my snowboard trips. I have time to work on it with them.
Well, thank you, Scotty.
Thank you. Thanks.
Very exciting.
For having me, guys.
I love it.
I'm pretty pumped for the beer to come out and for you guys to try it. Let me know what you think.